So let's just recapitulate a little bit from yesterday, and then we'll go back there. So we saw yesterday that most Rishonim hold that an Uber is not a Nefesh. There's no issue, it's just an Uber. And they take it from the Mishnah Olos that the Isha Mekasha Leleid and the Uber is putting the mother's life in danger. So as long as the Uber, as long as he wasn't Hotzias Roshay, so he's not a Nefesh, and you can kill the Uber in order to save the mother. The Ram holds not the way. The Ram holds that an Uber is an Nefesh, and the Heter there in the Mishnah is Asdreidev. That creates a whole set of problems, because then why is it any different if it's Hotzias Roshay? That we talked about yesterday, and that's really not our sugya. Most Yishayim learn that Uber is not an Nefesh. The Yishayim is Kakasha from the Gemara in Erechin. Let me just mute things a little bit. But please feel free to unmute yourself if you want to ask something. Okay. So the Yishayim is Gemara of Zayin and Bezin Erechin, where the Gemara says that if a woman died in childbirth, so we can be Mechal Shabbos in order to take out the Uber. So you see that he isn't L'chayra, it's right that he's an Nefesh. You see that we're Mechal Shabbos. So Nishayim is different terutzim, maybe different reasons why that case. Some Nishayim assume that the kasha is really the assumptions of the kasha are correct. And to the extent that an Uber is not an Nefesh, we're not Mechal Shabbos to save an Uber. And in fact, after Dintak, we're not Mechal Shabbos to save an Uber. That seems to be Rashi Shita in our Mishnah, where Rashi learns that we give the mother to eat on Yom Kippur only because it would be a sakana for the mother if she was mapul, not because of the pikuch nefesh of the blood. So many Rishonim hold that way. And I, what about the Gemara that if the mother died, so we're Mechal Shabbos to save the Uber? So they say that for one reason or another, that Gemara is different, either because that's because the mother died, so Mela is not an Uber anymore, it's just Kimunuch Bekufso. Taisis and Nida has a side like that, that Mandalan. Or because it's talking about Hoseas Reishai, the Shita brings B'Shem Tosfos, or because she was Mekasha Leleid, well, maybe that's the Shad on the Rosh, when she's Mekasha Leleid, so it becomes a Sufik, at what point the Uber becomes a separate life. But Tosfos in Nida has it sad that the Olam, even though an Uber is not an Nefesh, we are Mechal Shabbos to save the Uber. And Ramban, Tosfos says it without bringing the Bahag. The Ramban points out that seems to be the sheet of the Bahag, because the Ramban learns up Shat in our Mishnah that we save the mother, not that we give the mother to eat on Yom Kippur, not to save the mother, but to save the Vlad. The Bahag stresses, even though we don't know for sure if the Vlad is going to be a Ben Kayom or not, doesn't matter. It's the Sofik Kuch Nefesh, we're Mechal Shabbos to save the Vlad. So why are we Mechal Shabbos to save the Vlad? He's doch not a Nefesh. So Tosfos doesn't explain it. Tosfos, he doesn't say a Hesber. He just says, even though he's not a Nefesh, and the Lashon of Tosfos is very, very stark, it's Mutar L'Hargai, which is an amazing Lashon, Mutar L'Hargai. Nonetheless, we're Mechal Shabbos to save the life of the Uber. But Tosfos doesn't explain the reason. The Ramban says, because we say Chal Olav Shabbos Achas Shema Yishmer Shabbos is Harbe. So he explained it. He against the Gemara. What do you mean Chal Olav Shabbos Achas Shema Yishmer Shabbos is Harbe? The Gemara in that Pehei, when it's looking for the Mokah that Pikuch Nefesh Deicha Shabbos, has one answer that the Gemara brings from a Tana. Yeah, which Tana? Shimon ben Manasseh. The Gemara brings from Shimon ben Manasseh that the mokah for pikuch nefesh, that pikuch nefesh doicha Shabbos, is because chalal of Shabbos hachas kedei sheyishmer Shabbos is habe. And the Gemara says that there's a pircha on that limud, because that would only explain when it's avadai pikuch nefesh. So we could avadai Shabbos is habe will override avadai of a Shabbos hachas, but it doesn't explain sofik pikuch nefesh. Why is sofik pikuch nefesh doicha Shabbos? Who says that sofik pikuch Shabbos? Who says sofik Shabbos is habe? Is doicha a vaday of one Shabbos? So the Gemara says, "Linked out from Bechayim." So because it's a close of Bechayim. So the Ramban is sure for two reasons. Number one, the Gemara says, "Exeres a close of it's not because of Chalal of Shabbos Achas." Number two, the Gemara says that Chalal of Shabbos Achas is only shayach by a vaday, not by a sofik. And the Gemara here we're talking about a sofik kuch nefesh. The Gemara in Erechin says beferish that we're mechal Shabbos to save the vlad, even though we don't know if the vlad is alive or not. And the Halachas Gedolos also stresses that, that when Mechal Shabbos to save the Uber, even though we don't know for sure, the Uber might be a Nevel. And the Lashon Rabban is Chalav Shabbos Achas Shema Yishma Shabbos Shabbos. The Rabban is alive to that question. And therefore the Rabban says that the Chalav Shabbos Achas is even for a Shema Yishma Shabbos Shabbos. But how could that be? The Gemara said the Svar is only by Avada. So Al-Kofach, the Pshat is that the Bahag learned, that the Ramban rather learned, that the Avada, without the Gzeres HaKosov of Vachai Behem, the Svar I would only know by Avada. I can only say with the Vadois that Avada Shabbos Harbe is Doich Avada of Shabbos Achas. That's clear arithmetic. But by a Sofik in Svar, I don't know, is a Sofik Shabbos Harbe more than Avada of Shabbos Achas? I don't have a way in Svar to be Bachriya that. The Gzeres HaKosov of Vachai Behem is Machriya that a Sofik Shabbos Harbe is Doich Avada of Shabbos Achas. So the Bechaibim is not a Stamik Zeresa Kosov. It's Megala that the Svara of Chalav Shabbos Achas is in fact, is true even by a Sofik. That's the Ramban. I don't know how the Ramban knew to learn the Gemara that way. That's Pshat in the Gemara. But that's how the Ramban learns Pshat in the Bahag, that it goes with your Mechal Shabbos, and by extension, that's how he learns Pshat in Tosfos and Nidah, that your Mechal Shabbos to save the Uber. Because even though he's not a nefesh, so the chayif is not a nefesh, where's the pikuch nefesh? The answer is, he may not be a nefesh, but Shabbos harbi he has. He has a potential for Shabbos harbi. So the chayivim says, for Shabbos harbi, you're mechal Shabbos. So yesterday we left off, I asked the kasha. Well, we left off with a different kasha. But yesterday I asked, Hatin of Shabbos. You mechal Shabbos to save the Uber because the Uber has a Shema Yishma Shabbos Harbe. But to save the life of an Uber, we're not only mechal Shabbos. The Bahag also said, really it's a Braisa, that the Gemara said in the Braisa that we're mechal that we give an Emuberes to Machalas Asuris in order to save the Uber. If you learn like the Bahag with the Sakonis to the Uber and not to the mother. By Machalos Asurois, how do you have the Chalal Olav Shabbos Achas Kdei Sheishma Shabbos Harbe? What's the equation over here? Let's give the mother a Kezayis of Chazer in order that the child should not eat many Kezayis of Chazer. Which don't even make sense. The child's not going to eat Chazer. He's going to eat zero Chazer. The mother's going to eat Chazer, going to eat a Kezayis of Chazer. So who says you give the mother a Kezayis of Chazer in order that the child should eat zero Chazer? I mean, the calculus of Chalal of Shabbos Achas, the Chor is not Shaykh by Yisur. So I said that Al-Kochuk, the Pshat in the Ramban is, that it's not Stam, the Vachai Bem is Megala, it's not Stam a calculus of one Shabbos versus many Shabbosos. Rather, what Vachai Bem is saying is that a Nefesh Yisrael has the potential to be Mekayim an infinite number of mitzvahs. So Memela, we violate in one mitzvah, or one Avera, to save an Uber because the Uber represents a potential for Kol HaMitzvos Kulam, for Tayag Mitzvos over a lifetime. So therefore, it's like a Yikara Nefesh Yisrael. A Nefesh Yisrael has within it the potential for Kol HaMitzvos Kulam. So mainly we violate a mitzvah protis in order to save a Nefesh Yisrael because a Nefesh Yisrael represents the potential for Kol HaMitzvos Kulam. So now I have a question. It comes out in the Pilei Ramban that the din of a Chai Behem is not based on a person being a nefesh. It's just based on his being someone who could be has the potential for Shabbos Harbe, for Mitzvahs Harbe, and so on. So in a Chai Behem, in a Chai Behem, if a Chai Behem is not based on my status as a nefesh, it's just based on my status as a person who has the as an entity who has the potential for Shabbos Harbe, for Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos, then why does the Mishnah always say that we're mechatech the vlad, we kill the vlad to save the mother? So the Gemara explains because the vlad is not a nefesh and the mother is a nefesh. But who cares? The Chaibim is not based on being a nefesh. The Chaibim is based on the Kadesh Yishma Shabbos Harbe. So the Uber has as many Shabbos or more even than the mother. So why are you able to kill the lure in order to save the mother? So it means you're killing the lure for the v'chaybem of the mother. But what is v'chaybem? V'chaybem is k'dei she'ishma shabbos ha'sarbe. The uber also has shabbos ha'sarbe. So why the shabbos ha'sarbe of the mother better than the shabbos ha'sarbe of the uber? Because once you tell me that the din of v'chaybem is not based on being a nefesh, then mechateis that being a nefesh is even an advantage. And that's not what the v'chaybem doesn't, it's not based on being a nefesh. So the mother happens to be a nefesh and the uber is not a nefesh. So what? V'chaybem is not based on that. V'chaybem is k'dei she'ishma shabbos ha'sarbe. So the uber has as much shabbos ha'sarbe as the mother. So why is the v'chaybem of the mother, how does the v'chaybem of the mother allow that they should be mechatat the uber? I haven't seen this kasha anywhere, but charis p'zak kushin chayna. Feeder on ban that you don't need a nefesh to have a chay b'hem. You don't need to be a nefesh in order to have a chay b'hem. So then my umay hay may hay. Why is the mother more than the v'lah? So I think the answer has to be that we don't need v'chay b'hem to kill the v'lah. In other words, yeah, if you need v'chay b'hem in order to kill the v'lad, you have to come onto v'chay b'hem, then the mother's v'chay b'hem is not more than the uber's v'chay b'hem. But mechateis, you need a v'chay b'hem to kill the v'lad. You need a v'chay b'hem to be doich in Issa. To be mechal Shabbos, you need v'chay b'hem. To eat chaz, you need v'chay b'hem. But the uber is not a nefesh. If the uber is not a nefesh, then Taisa's lashon in nida is mutul ha'hogay. Yes, so the Shita Mekubetz, it says in Erechen, Avada, there's mominous involved. There's Mevlodah, so it's not Stam as a Mutter. In Dini Mominous, there's an issue. Okay, we're not talking Dini Mominous. I'm talking about Dini Yisurim. So Taisus says that even though we're Mechal Shabbos, that means Taisus says this, that even though we're Mechal Shabbos, is Mutter Lohaga. So maybe we'll say in the Ramban as well. I mean, it's a murder to Kazakh, because it means Mutter Lohaga or Mechal Shabbos to save him. And that's what Tosfos says in Nida. We'll come back to Tosfos in a second. So really, we have to get back to Tosfos in Nida. But in a way, this is a segue into Tosfos in Nida. But I think in the Ramban already, we have to say this word. We'll see in Tosfos in Nida in a second that we also have to say this. But I think already in the Ramban we have to say it. That to the extent that you need v'chay b'hem, if you need v'chay b'hem to save the mother, then the Uber would also have v'chay b'hem. Al kochachat ha'omer that you don't need v'chay b'hem to save the mother. Because I can be mechatech the uber without recourse to v'chay b'hem. Because there's no iser. To do something that's not an iser, it doesn't need a v'chay b'hem. And to be mechatech the uber is not an iser. It's a violation of dinim mominus. Okay, so that much here, the dinim mominus we could get with. Yeah, you have to know what's with the dinim mominus. How will I be pagan the dinim mominus? Because of a chaybem, but uber hat the uber also has a chaybem. Yeah, truth is, I don't know what to do with the dinim mominus. The shita says that there's dinim mominus. Maybe the Ramban holds no dinim mominus. I don't know. There are the mevlodos. The Torah says it's mevlodos. So how are you mechatech the vlad to save the mother? It's a violation of dinim mominus. The father had dinim mominus. Elamai, because of the chaybim of the mother. The chaybim is doicha dini mominus. It's doicha, you know, most of the shayim hold, the chaybim is doicha mominus. Yeah, but here you don't have a chaybim, because the chaybim of the mother, I have a chaybim of the vlad. The test is poshut, because if I don't do anything, they'll both die. So the mominus is fafal. There's no mominus. What happens if I don't do anything? If I don't do anything, the mother and the vlad will both die. So there's no mominus here anymore. So I don't have to worry about the mominus. I have to worry about the isser tzicha. And the vlad, there's no isser tzicha. So therefore, I don't need v'chaybim. L'chor, that's how it all has to chesmen out to feel the Ramban. I mean, l'chor. But what's astounding is that it comes out of some other zach, that your mechal Shabbos to save an uber, because the uber contains in himself tayag mitzvahs, and the Kedushas Yisrael because of Tariag Mitzvahs, and that's Doicha Ol Isurim, because every Yisur is an Issa Proti. I'm allowed to violate an Issa Proti in order to save an Uber, because the Uber represents a potential for a lifetime of Shemiras and Mitzvahs. That's all true, but Mutul Harga. without even a heter b'chayma. How am I allowed to do that? I'm throwing away a lifetime of mitzvahs. I mean, I don't know exactly what iser to call that. You know, I don't know what name to give that iser. But isn't there an iser to throw? If saving a lifetime of mitzvahs is deiche isurim, so am I allowed to throw away a lifetime of mitzvahs? So how am I allowed to throw away a lifetime of mitzvahs? So how's it mutar lagam? But at the same time, you know what? I think that's also not sure for the same reason. You're talking about throwing away a lifetime of mitzvahs. If I don't do anything, Luba's going to die anyway. If I don't do anything, they're both going to die. So I'm not throwing away by killing the Luba. I'm not throwing away a lifetime of mitzvahs. That lifetime of mitzvahs is also for fallen. The same way that the moments of years for fallen, the lifetime of mitzvahs is for fallen. The mother's mitzvahs, the child. I can't save all the lifetime of mitzvahs over here. So that I don't have to worry about. I don't have to worry about the dini mamonis, because if I don't do anything, the mamonis is ovud. I don't have to worry about saving a lifetime of mitzvahs, whatever name we're going to call that imperative, to save a lifetime of mitzvahs, because that's also fafala. If I don't do anything, the mother's mitzvahs and the child's mitzvahs, it's all going to go down the tube. The only thing I have to worry about is ritzicho, because there's an iser and tayr of ritzicho. And that needs a heter v'chaybem, and I mean, the heter v'chaybem wouldn't even help ritzicho, but that would need a heter v'chaybem, and that v'chaybem I don't have. Because the mother's v'chayv and the bat also has a v'chayv. But the answer is, but since the vlad is not a nefesh, there's no iser tzicha. So no iser tzicha. So it's mutal hagay. So mela, you were mechatech the vlad because there's no iser tzicha, and at least we can save the mother. Can't be mechatech the mother to save the vlad because that's tzicha. Lifeboat ethics. Like we have hard choices over here. We could do nothing. Everything goes down. Everything goes down the tubes. We can't be mechatech the mother to save the uber because that's ritzicha. And there's no and what the chaybim am I gonna? What am I gonna? There's nothing here to be matir is ritzicha. But to kill the vlad is not in ritzicha. So mimela, I kill the vlad. Chutz shall save a lifetime of mitzvahs for the mother. Plus the mother's life to boot. Okay, so I think that's how it all chesms out to feed the Ramban. So, the kids in Nimat, Shitas Ramban is Vachaybim, does not need a nefesh. It's based on mitzvahs, potential mitzvah observance. Meli Michal Shabbos is even Uber, even though it's not a nefesh. In the case where the mother and the Uber are both going to die if you don't do anything, so that's the Gemara and that's the mission of Alois. So then it's mutter l'harigas ha'Uber because there's no iser ritzicha in l'harigas ha'Uber. There may be an iser of wasting a lifetime of mitzvahs, but that's gone anyway. The mitzvahs here are gone. So at least I could save the mother and her mitzvahs by being mechatech to Uber. I can't do the other way around because there's an iser ritzicha to kill the mother. Shaz, what about Taisus and Nida? Taisus and Nida also has the shita that even though the Uber is there's no Isra Tzicha on the Uber, but because Nefesh there is a Mechal Shabbos to save the Uber. But he doesn't say the Hezbollah, the Ramban. The Taisus just says, this is a Nida Mimbal and Abez. Maybe I should put it up on the thing. So he said like this. He asked the kasha, since the Mishnah Olay says that you're allowed to kill the Uber, here's the kasha. I'm going to start from the kasha. Vimtema, the third white line on top. Vimtema, im tim sulayim edamut al hargoy bebet and afilu meisi ima yibali havi kamunuch bekufso. If we'll assume, Tais means like book, there was another mahalach in Taisus that maybe you're not mechal Shabbos to save an Uber because he's not a nefesh. The Gemara in Erchin says that if the mother died, we are mechal Shabbos to save the child. That's because the mother died. If the mother died, he's not an Uber, he's a person who's munuch bekufso. So Taisus says, but if we'll say not that way, im tim sulayim edamut al hargoy bebet and afilu meisi ima yibali havi kamunuch bekufso. That just like the Mishnah always says, you're allowed to kill an Uber, that's true even if the mother's dead. So why are Michal Shabbos? This is the kasha that all the Rishonim ask. The kasha that we're busy with. So I've told you, so yesh leimar, to me kol mokoyim, mishum pikuach nefesh, Michal and Nisah Shabbos, afal gav namut al harga. As pikuach nefesh of the Uber, we're Michal Shabbos, even though it's mut al harga. He doesn't say a hezber. The Ramban said a whole hezber because we want to save a lifetime of mitzvahs. Taish doesn't say a hezber. He just says that's how it is. Even though it's mutar l'hogay or mechal shabbos to say. That's deal number one. He doesn't say the hezber. If he's not a nefesh, why are we mechal shabbos? Also, he says that it's mutar l'hogay. I thought in the Ramban we've been saying, you're not really allowed to kill an Uber because it's a lifetime of mitzvahs. If you're Michal Shabbos to save a lifetime of mitzvahs, how can you throw that down the tube? In the case of the Mishnah the Olois, where they're both going to die anyway, so then you're allowed to be, then it's mutul harbe because they're going to both die anyway, so you can't, the lifetime of mitzvahs is gone. So what's on the table? Let's at least salvage what we can so we can kill the Uber and it's not in the Sirtzicho, so then we'll be able to save the mother. But that's not Taisa's case. Taisa is talking about a case where the mother is dead. He's talking about the Gemara in Erchin where the mother died. And now we want him to Mechal Shabbos to save the Uber. And Taisa says that's also Mutal Harga. You Mechal Shabbos to save him, but it's Mutal Harga. The Ramban doesn't help for that. If there's an imperative to save him because you want to save the lifetime of mitzvahs and that overrides Shabbos, so how's that mutar l'hargoy? And then Tais brings a raya, and the raya is also a pelel. Certainly, Tais sounds like the Ramban. Tais brings a raya, where he brings a model for this, that it's mutar l'hargoy, even though we're mechal Shabbos to save him. The geisus b'dei adam, ha'hargoy poter k'dom perek ha'nisra from the rei geisus im l'misa. U'mechal n'sa Shabbos olav k'dom perek basa d'yumadein b'ein ha'ichim p'koch nefesh ha'charev. He says like this, geisus b'dei adam. Geisus b'dei adam means a person who somebody hit and he's dying. The Gemara is mechalak a geis for the adam and a geis for the shemayim. A geis for the shemayim means somebody who's dying of natural causes. If a person's dying of natural causes, and somebody comes along and kills him, he's a murderer and he's chayav misa. Doesn't matter. This person was going to die soon. Doesn't matter. L'maisi is alive. He's a geis. Geis is still alive. But a geis for the adam, like the Gemara talks about, hiku asar b'li adam. 10 people hit somebody, and each one was kedei l'hamis. So the first guy who killed him. So now he's like a trefli, so ha'iluch lomos. So the second person who kills him already is potter, because he's not, Gemara says, because ish kiyake kol nefesh, he's not a kol, you have to, in order to be chayim misi, you need kol nefesh. And he's not a kol nefesh anymore. He's a mitzis nefesh, because he's dying. So it says that ha'arge potter, because he's a geisus. On the other hand, maybe he's not going to die, but Rav Geis is a misa. The Rav passing said he's going to die. On the other hand, we're Michal Shabbos to save a Geisus. Why Michal Shabbos to save a Geisus? Tais brings a Gemara. That ain't Hilchim Pekuch Nefesh Achai Rav. He might live. Rav Geis is a misa, but he might live. So here you see a person that on the one end, if you kill him, you're not Chai Misa, you're not a Reitzeach. And on the other end, you're Michal Shabbos to save him. So you see, it could be such a thing that you're mechallel Shabbos to save somebody who doesn't have an Isser Tzicha. The Gemara, the Tosfos Kohen, is not a Gemara about Geisus. The Gemara has the rule, and Hilchin Kuch Nefesh Achai, right? So Tosfos is mainly about him, Michal Shabbos, to save a Geisus, because you don't have the right Geisus in Lemisa. So, what does Tosfos want from this model of Geisus? The Kasha L'Chor, the Rishonim was, that if somebody is not a Nefesh, Gabi Ritzicha, how could it be a Chiv to save someone? How could it be a Chiv to be Michal Shabbos, to save Pikuch Nefesh for a person who's not a nefesh? So Ramban says you don't have to be a nefesh to have pikuch nefesh, because pikuch nefesh is for chalal and Shabbos achas. Even a Uber is not a nefesh, but he's a potential for Shabbos asarbe. So that's enough reason to be mechalal Shabbos. If that's what Tosfos is saying, also, so Tosfos, there's a riot to that. You say it from Geisus. You see by a Geisus that you don't have to be a nefesh in order to have a din pikuch nefesh. The reason why you save a geisus is because there's a miut that he's not going to die, and if he's not going to die, he is a nefesh. There's no esirat sicha because there's no esirat sicha. Well, you're not chayiv misa if you kill him, because al pi roiv he's not a nefesh. You need to call nefesh. He's a halach lomos. So al pi roiv he's like a treifa. He's not a nefesh. He's not a nefesh shalom. But there's a miut chance that he's not going to die, and then he is a nefesh. So pikuch nefesh, you have to be chayshish for the miut, see mechal Shabbos on the tzad that he is a nefesh. But on the other hand, how are potter? Because the roiv is that he's not a nefesh. What does it have to do with an uber? Uber's not a sofik. You know what an uber is. An uber is not a nefesh. But you mechal Shabbos to save him anyway. So the Ramban, because you don't need to be a nefesh in order to have it in a pikuch nefesh. I see that from Geisus. I don't see a remiss to that by Geisus. So it doesn't sound like Tosfos is saying the Ramban. And Bechal, it's hard to understand what Tosfos wants. If the kasha was, how can there be pikuch nefesh on an uber if an uber is not a nefesh? So whatever the teretz is, somehow some idea that you don't need to be a nefesh in order to have a din of pikuch nefesh, where do you see that in Geisus? So I think al kochach you have to say that Tosfos is not that was never Tosfos' kasha in the first place. Had Tosfos' kasha been, how could there be pikuch nefesh on an uber and uber is not a nefesh? Then Geisus is not relevant. A Geisus, he may be a nefesh, he may not be a nefesh. He's a suffering nefesh, but it's nothing to do with the issue at hand. And the Emes Tosfos, when he asked the kasha, he never phrased it that way. Tosfos never phrased the question initially, how can there be pikuch nefesh on an uber, and uber is not a nefesh? That's not what he asked. Tosfos asked, how can you mechal Shabbos for somebody who's mutter l'harga? In Tim Suleyma, the mutter l'harga bebetin, so how can you mechal Shabbos? It's a different kasha. Tosfos is asking, it doesn't make sense that there should be a din of pikuch nefesh that's doichi surim on a uber if it's mutal hargo, if it's mutal hargo. I don't think that kasha would bother the Ramban. The Ramban would say it's not mutal hargo. The Ramban would say it's not mutal hargo because he's a lifetime of mitzvahs. You're not allowed to throw away a lifetime of mitzvahs. Maybe it's not an issur tzicha, but you're being ma'abed a lifetime of mitzvahs. So it's also l'hargoy. It's only mutal l'hargoy by the case of where they're both going to die. In the case of the mishnah olay, so then the lifetime of mitzvahs is avud fafal. But in a case where that's not true, where the mother's dead anyway, we want to be chal Shabbos to save the uber. You're not allowed to kill the uber. Tosfos didn't have this whole notion of a lifetime of mitzvahs, but Tosfos wasn't bothered for something. Tosfos was bothered for something else. Tosfos was not asking if he's not a nefesh, how can you kill him? Tosfos. That somehow didn't bother Tosfos. I don't know why, but that Tosfos wasn't bothered by. How can there be a din of a chai b'emet if he's not a nefesh? That Tosfos didn't care. That, I don't know, Meikara Tosfos didn't have that as a problem. Mechatesa pikuach nefesh has the gdorim of v'chai ben. Mechatesa v'chai ben has the gdorim of nefesh. By Ritzich it says that it says ish kiyake kol nefesh adam. So it says nefesh by Ritzich. By v'chai ben doesn't say nefesh. So that would never Tosus kasha. Tosus is bothered by the paradox that could be a person who's mutal lehargoyim when mechal Shabbos to save him. That paradox, it bothered Tosus means out the paradox shabbat. That means have the lamb the Shabbat. The lamb the Tosus was fine. Ritzich was totally a nefesh. And Pikuach Nefesh is not totally a nefesh. Doesn't say the word nefesh. Not with the Ramban's Mahalach with Shabbos is Harbin. That's what it says in Torah. Kach Katuv. Tosus was bothered that it doesn't, by the paradox that it should be Mutal Lahorgoy and yet there should be Dini. Michal Shabbos. How can it be Michal Shabbos for something that's Mutal Lahorgoy? Zok Tosus al tisma al chayfitz. It's not so hard to understand. I'll give you an example where it's such a thing, where it's mutal hargoy and yet imachal Shabbos. A goyis is there's a roiv that he's going to die. So maybe it's not a kol nefesh. And dinei ritzicha it's mutal hargoy. And yet we're machal Shabbos for him because of the miyut that he might live. So a lot of there's not relevant to being a nefesh. Now that has different rules. The only issue there is because in dinei sfekas we pass in dinei ritzicha we pass in al pi roiv, but dinei pikuach nefesh we don't any hal pikuach nefesh achai roiv. So it's a different reason over there. The reason over there is not relevant to an Uber. The reason for why we have this paradoxical result by a Geisus is not because he's a nefesh for something, he's not a nefesh for something else. It's because in Dini Ritzicha we go Basa Roiv, and the Roiv passing is that he's a Geisus to Misa. That he's a Heiluch Lomos. And by Pikuach Nefesh, we don't use a Roiv. So there's a Mir that he's not. Well, it's a different reason than you have by an Uber, but it doesn't matter. The result is the same. You see such a mitzvah is that it's mutal hargoy, even though it is pikuach nefesh. And that's what all Tosfos wanted to show, because that was all that was bothering Tosfos in the first place. It's still shver. I'm not saying we're totally out of the woods, because it's still shver, because the emes of geisus l'chor is not mutal hargoy. Even if an Uber is mutal hargoy, Tosfos Lashon is mutal hargoy, and Dini Ritzich is mutal hargoy, I don't think that it's true. I wouldn't have thought anyway that a geisus is mutal hargoy. Hargoy potter. Because when you want to pass in a Mrs. Beistin on the murderer, the murderer could say, what do you mean? The raib is that he was a heiluch lamas. The raib is that he wasn't the kol nefesh. But that means that it's mutter. And even if you know for sure that he's heiluch lamas, even if you know for sure, a treifa, it's not mutter to kill a treifa. Hargoy potter, the shaman of Elman, it's mutter to kill a treifa. A treif we know for sure is going to die. Most of the fairish, the gaisis of the Adam is like a treif. We compare him to a treif. That is, you potter if you kill him. He's not a kol nefesh. But you're not, it's not, it's mutal argus, a treif. So, I'm not sure, I'd still share what a Tosfos see in gaisis. Because Tosfos doesn't really have, gaisis doesn't really have this paradox that Tosfos is bothered by. A geis is taka osel hargoy. Just hargoy potter.
Rebbe?
Mm-hmm.
How is Tosfos answering his question by bringing geis? Wouldn't the same question be on geis? Like, how can...
It's not a teretz. He's saying it's a paradox, but don't be so surprised by this paradox. I'll show you elsewhere the same paradox. In a way, what Tosfos is saying is, don't bring me a proof that the Uber must be. Don't bring me a proof that you're not Machal Shabbos for an Uber, and the Gemara in Erech and Av Zayin is because he's Munuch Bekufsa. It really all goes back to that. You could say, you might have said, look, if I'm Machal Shabbos to save him, I'm sorry. If the Mishnah only says that you're allowed to kill him, then it must be you're not Machal Shabbos. I, the Gemara Daf Zayin says you are Machal Shabbos. That's because the mother dies and he's Kemunuch Bekufsa. So Tosfos says, no, it's not Muchuch. La'olam, you can say that he's not Kemunuch Bekufsa, that he's not Munuch Bekufsa, he's still an Uber, and you're Machal Shabbos for an Uber. It's a paradox. Doesn't matter. That's how it is. And I'll bring you a raya that that's how it is. You see by Geisus that's how it is. It's not a teretz. Tosfos is showing me that this paradox tak exists. That's the teretz. It's not even a teretz. They're saying it seems strange, but that's how it is. And I'll show you that that's how it is. You see by your basis that that's how it is. But it's not the Ramban. The Ramban thinks that this paradox is really insupportable. The Ramban says you need a Hesber, and the Hesber is because there's Mitzvahs Harbe. He's a lifetime of Mitzvahs. And then it's not also Lohagri for the lifetime of Mitzvahs. If Tosu is going that way, then from Gosi you don't see anything. I think it's two different worlds. So the Ramban was busy with the issue, is he a Nefesh? How can you be Michal Shabbos if he's not a Nefesh? The Tosu says it's nothing to do with Nefesh. Says the Ramban, it's nothing to do with Nefesh. It has to do with Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs Harbe. Shabbos is Harbe. Even with Chayben, but Chayben is a Gilu that we save him for Mitzvahs for Shabbos is Harbe. Okay, so, and therefore it's not a paradox. It's taka not a paradox. It's mutal, it's taka not mutal lahogai. It's also lahogai, but not because he's a nefesh, but for a different reason entirely. Because you need to save a lifetime of mitzvahs. So you have to save a lifetime of mitzvahs. Avadi, you can't flush that down the tubes either. It's also lahogai. Either Mishnah Olay, like we said before, Mishnah Olay, the lifetime of mitzvahs is gone because they're both going to die. So now we have to do, now we have to weigh just as they're in the Sirat Sikha, at least save the mother. That was never Tosha's issue. Tosha's issue was never, how can there be Pikuch Nefesh, she's not a Nefesh. That Tosha understood on his own without the Ramban's Hezbollah. That since it says it says Nefesh by Ritzicha, and it doesn't say Nefesh by Vechaybehem, so you don't need, there's no need for a Nefesh for Vechaybehem. A fetus has Vechaybehem, even though he doesn't have, there's no Isir Ritzicha, Mutal Lahagai, but there's still Vechaybehem. There's still, these Michal Shabbos. Aye, doesn't that seem strange? Just Tosha says, isn't that paradoxical? Tosha, isn't that paradoxical? Yeah, it is paradoxical. That's how it is. There are stranger things in the world. I'll show you by Geisus. Also see such a strange thing. A Hoge Potter, and yet you're Michal Shabbos. Again, I want to stress, it doesn't, there's still a problem here. Because by a Geisus, you don't really have the full paradox. A Geisus is also Lohoge. Because a Lachaira, because he might live. And even if he wouldn't live, but it's a tzakarik as a treifa. It's potter l'shemanu that it's mutul harik as a treifa. Hiku asor b'nei odom. So it says that they're all potter. It doesn't say that the last nine were mutter. I don't know. That part, I don't know what Tosis is saying. That's a mitzvah yasher. Nonetheless, I it's mashma to me that the Tosis here is not the Ramban. I want to show you something else. The Ramban had a Bahag. Besides the Tosis, the Ramban had a Bahag. So that's actually, let me see if I can put it up for you. This is here is the Bahag that the Ramban quoted, but this is in the Halachas Dailas itself. And there's a piece here that the Halacha that the Ramban didn't quote. He says like this, the Lemi Boyachela. Not only are we Michal, you have it as the third line here in the, are you seeing the Bahag? The Halachas Dailas?
Yeah.
Okay. So he said like this. The third line, "V'loy mi boy achayla." Not only are mechal shabbos for achayla, el afilu ishu bara v'yadinan di loyochla misakev lodo. We know if she doesn't eat, she's going to be mapel levlad. Afal gav daminu sofik ben kayom sofik nefilu. Even though it's a sofik ben kayom a sofik nefil levlad. That's the whole tumul. Is it really a sofik? Is there a roiv? That's not our sugi right now. But the Bahak says it's a suffix. This Vlad is a suffix. We don't even know if he's going to be a Ben Kayam. Shaper Domi Lemeisen Lo. You're ladder feeder. That's the part that Ramban quoted. And this is what the Ramban said. You see from this Bahag that the Ramban understood that a Yishul Bora, it's not a sakana for the mother, it's only a sakana for the Vlad. And yet we're Mechal Shabbos to save the Vlad because you see from the Bahag that we're Mechal Shabbos to save an Uber. That's the part of the Bahag that the Ramban quoted, and that the Ran quoted the Ramban who quoted the Bahag. But the Bahag continues, and this is not in the Ramban's quote. The Sanya says the Bahag, as we learned in the Brisa, Ubara Sheiricha Basa Kaida She Basa Chazir Teichim La Kush Beraitiv and Manichin Alpia. And the Yashva Daita Mutav Vimlav Machilin Eis Reitav Atzmai. And the Yashva Daita Mutav Vimlav Machilin Eis Shulman Atzmai Shein Lechadov Shein Bepukach Nefesh Chutzmei Berizor Gilir Eis Shvichas Dama. The Bahag quotes the Brisa that in Ubara Sheiricha Basa Kaida She Basa Chazir. So we give it to eat. It's not Yom Kippur. It's only Stam. Shayim Eis Hashem. We give it to eat. Isum Achalas Asurus. And the Bahag understands it's to save the Vlad, to save the Uber. Says the Halachas Doilus. You see that to save an Uber, we're Machal. We give it. We violate Isurim. And Mimela, if a woman, we know that she's going to be Shoykul the Vlad. She doesn't eat on Yom Kippur, so we give it to eat. So there's a Pella the Bahag. What's the Pella? Why does the Bahag need to quote the Brisa? It's a Mishnah. Ubra Sheheiricha Machil Noisa Ad Shetoshiv Nafsha. Why does he have to go to a Brisa when it's a Mishnah? And the Mishnah is more daima to the nidun of the Bahag, because the Bahag is not talking about Machalas Asuris, the Bahag is talking Yom Kippur. This is a Bahag in Hilchas Yom HaKippur. And the Bahag is talking about giving a chayla to eat on Yom Kippur. And on that he says, Lemi boya chayla, lafilo ishu bara, v'yadin and di'ilay ochla, nothing to do with Machalas Asuris, misakiv lodo. That we give the mother to eat to save the Vlad. And he's a shaper dam in the Mason law. The Sanya, and he sends me not to the Mishnah, which is talking about this case, but to a Brisa. It's talking about a different case of Bosa Kodesh and Bosa Chazir. What does he see in the Brisa that it doesn't already say in the Mishnah? This kash is asked by the Netziv in the Hamak Sheila on the Shiltas. I think it's Kuf Samach Zayin. So Netziv says a very radical word. Netziv's medayik in the Bahag that the lashon of the Bahag is. I'm sorry, why did it move? The lashon of the Bahag was ishu bara viyad inon dileyochle misakev lada. We know that if she doesn't eat, she's going to lose the vlad. Ask the Netziv, why do we have to know for sure? Pikuach nefesh even on a suffix. So this diuk is not the end of the world. The Bahag doesn't necessarily mean yediyah as opposed to suffik. The Bahag just means yediyah as opposed to not knowing. Like, we have no reason to think stam a pregnant woman's going to be ma'apel or vlad. But if there's some reason why we think, it's nishtan or panel or something, we have some reason why we think she's besakana, so we give it a eat. So the diuk over here is not not an earth-shattering diuk. The other diuk, why he needs the brice and not the mishnah, that's overwhelming. That's a pellet. But this Dik of Yadinon is not the end of the world. But nonetheless, the Netziv wants to be daik in the Bahag that we only are Mechal Isurim. We only violate Isurim to save the Vlad if we know for sure that the Vlad is Besakona. But if it's a Sufik, for a Sufik Pikuch Nefesh of a Vlad, of an Uber, we're not Mechal Shabbos. We don't violate Isurim. What's the difference? So he says, we already know the pieces with which to construct this. He says, what would you say? The Mishiv is saying a chiddush. It's not like the Ramban. Beferish, he says himself, it's not like the Ramban. But he wants to impute it to the Bahag that the Bahag holds that even though we're mechal Shabbos for a suffik bikuch nefesh, but that's only in a person. But in an uber, we're only mechal Shabbos for a vadek bikuch nefesh, not for a suffik bikuch nefesh. You need a yadin and vadek. What's the svar for that? Anybody can chab into what the Nesu is going to say?
Is it like Svek Sveka?
No, that's Svek Sveka. No, what do we thought we have? He doesn't say Svek Sveka anyway. We want the... I know Pekuch Nefesh even on the Svek Sveka. Svek Sveka. He says, because the Bahag holds, that a Vlad is Behemoth, not a Nefesh. So therefore, the Chai Behemoth he doesn't have. So why are you Mechal Shabbos to save an Uber? The Rishonim's Kasha. He's not a Nefesh. Why are you Mechal Shabbos to save him? The Teretz is like the Ramban says, because Chal of Shabbos Hachas, Kdei Sheishma Shabbos is Harbe. But he says, not like the Ramban, that it's a Gilion, that the Chai Behemoth is Megala. He says, it means the Pasuk of the Chai Behemoth you really don't have on Uber. But you still have the Svara of Chal of Shabbos Hachas, Kdei Sheishma Shabbos is Harbe. The Gemara rejected the svar because not adequate, because it only explains a vade, it doesn't explain a suffix. So that's why you have to come out to v'chai bem. But even after v'chai bem, the svar is still there by in the case of a vade. So therefore, by an uber, you don't have a chai bem because you're not a nefesh. But you still have the chalal of Shabbos Achas. You can still use the svar in a case where it's a vade if you cook nefesh. For a suffix, not. Because in a suffix, it's a suffix Shabbos is harbi. So by an uber, you need a vade, because by an uber, you're not coming with v'chai bem. By an uber, you're only coming with the chalal of Shabbos Achas Dei Sheishma Shabbos is Harbe, and that only works by a vade, not by a suffix. That's why you need the Adino. Then it gets in hot water, because the Bahag himself went on to say that it's a suffix nefil. So you see your Mechal Shabbos for a suffix. What do you mean you're only Mechal Shabbos for a vade? The Bahag himself says, Afagav demin a suffix ben kayomu suffix nefil. So for that problem, and see if it goes on for pages and pages, that a suffix nefil is not a normal suffix, unless it's a reyesa, we're not chayshish for it, and here there's no reyesa, so we're really not chayshish that he's a suffix nefil. He has a whole arichus, I don't know, he goes to Hefeshas to prove this thesis that he wants to say. So the Bahag is, when the Bahag says, even though he's a suffix nefil, the Bahag really means, even though you might think he's a suffix nefil, but really, he's not a suffix nefil, because there's no reyesa that he might be a nefil. Right, that's very doch. But anyway, that's what he deals with that. But the punchline is, now, with this, he explains what the Bahag saw in the Brice that it didn't say in the Mishnah. Because the Bahag holds that in a case, it says in Tziv, that in a case of a person, a nefesh, and a person who was already born, where you mechal Shabbos, even for a suffix bikuch nefesh, you would never wait to first give him a little bit and see if it helps and give him the reitiv and then the basar. If there's any chance that he needs the basar and he needs more than a little bit, so how do you have a right to wait? Maybe you'll die while you're waiting. You're going to do all these stages with the experiments, teich v'nakush, and then you do reitiv, and then you do basar. And meanwhile, maybe he's going to drop dead. So why do you have to go straight and give him right away? The basar atzma kashir. Even though the Rambam is beferish, not the way that even by a regular person, you also have this going in stages. But he said the Bahag held that if it was a regular person, you would never go in stages. You would jump, if there's any tzad that he needs, a shir, a basar, you would right away give him a shir, a basar. It's only because it's a Vlad, where we're not Mechal Shabbos for a Sofik Pikuch Nefesh. You're only Mechal Shabbos for a Vade Pikuch Nefesh. So it's only a Vade Pikuch Nefesh to the extent that I know for sure that this is what I need to give him. But if he could get away with Pachas Mikashira, I could get away with Reitiv and not Bosa. So giving him Bosa is not a Vade Pikuch Nefesh, because maybe you could save him without it. So by an Uber, you have to go through these stages. And that's why the Bahag brings the Kedabraisa, because he's being Mechiach, that it's not the Sakon of the mother, it's the Sakon of the Uber. The Haraya, that we wait till it accumulates to be a vadai. If it will be a suffika, if it will be a pikuch nefesh of the mother, you wouldn't have all of these stages. Al kochak, the mother is not b'sakana, only the vlad, and that's what the Bahag wants in Mechiach, that we're Mechal Shabbos, or Yisurim, or Yom Kippur, for a vlad. But only if it's yadin, and only if he's a vadai, not a suffik. Atkan, the nitziv. Yeah, it's Mechudish Moed. The nitziv itself says, it's not the way the Ramban understood the Nesiv. I'm sorry, it's not the way the Ramban understood the Bahag. Because the Ramban says, Beferish, that you mechal Shabbos for an Uber, even on a Sofik, Shema Yishma Shabbos is Harbe. And the Ramban says, that's why in the case of an Erchen, your mechal Shabbos, the mother died, and your mechal Shabbos to save the Uber. And the Gemara says, Beferish, that we don't know if the Uber's alive. And we're still mechal Shabbos to save him. And Siv says the Bahag is going to have to learn, according to his thesis, that that's because the mother's dead and he's kamunach bekufsa, like that sheet in Rishayim. But if he would really have a status of an Uber, then we would not be Mechal Shabbos if we don't know if he's alive or not, because it's only a Suffolk, and a Suffolk Kuchnefesh by an Uber, we're not Mechal Shabbos. And the Siv himself says this is not the way the Ramban understood the Halachas Delos. But this is where the Siv wants to be Mechadish. Yeah, that is very radical. And then I have a kasha, because if the Netziv is right that being Lechal Shabbos for an Uber, according to the Bahag, is not based on Lechaybim, it's only based on the Svar Lechal of Shabbos Achas, Kreshi Yishma Shabbos Harbe. So then we have the question that I asked before. That makes sense by Shabbosis. How does it make sense by Bosa Chazir? Give the mother to eat Bosa Chazir, Kazayis, in order that the Uber should grow up and not eat any Bosa Chazir. It doesn't make any sense. You don't have the calculus. So in the Ramban, that it's a gilu back into the Chaybim, as I said, it's pshat. The Chaybim says that a Nefesh Yisrael who has the potential for mitzvahs is more than one mitzvah. But the Netziv is saying in the Bahag that we're going without the Chaybim, because the Uber doesn't have a Chaybim. We're going in the pure Svara that only of that Vade Shabbos Harbe is Deich and Shabbos Achaz. So how's the Shaykh Bebos Chazir B'chal? If anything, I would say pshat in this halachas doilus faket, just the opposite of the Netziv. And I would say like this, that the halachas doilus starts off that if we're mechal Shabbos to save the Vlad, even though he's a suffolk nephil. So in other words, the halachas doilus is coming to tell me that we're mechal Shabbos for a Vlad, not only for a vade pikuach nefesh, but even for a suffolk pikuach nefesh. So, therefore, and that's the Chiddush of the Bahag. In other words, forget, the Bahag is coming to tell me that we're Mechal Shabbos for an Uber, not only because of Chal of Shabbos Achas Kleish Yishma Shabbos Harbi. That would only be by Avada and not by a Sofik. The Bahag wants to tell me, no, even for a Sofik, because Nefesh, we're Mechal Shabbos for a Vlad. Or Mechal Yom Kippur for the Vlad. Because he has V'chai Behem. Not because of Chal of Shabbos Achas Kleish Yishma Shabbos Harbi. So he brings a riot. So therefore, what's the riot? From the Mishnah's takano riot. Because the Mishnah, maybe it's a vadai, because in the Mishnah, maybe it's talking about, 1 second, the Mishnah is also suffering nothing. Mishnah's also suffering. No, I think what I want to say doesn't work. Scratch that. Well, I'll tell you what I want to say, but I have a problem. Maybe we can work through the problem, or maybe not. But what I want to say like this, that the Bahag knows that there's two possible reasons why you can do Chal Shabbos for an Uber. One is because of the Svarash Chal Shabbos Achas Kleishish Meshabbos Harbi. That would apply even to an Uber, like the Ramban says. But only to a Vadi, not to a Suffolk. And the Bahag wants to prove more than that, that you're Mechal Shabbos even for a Suffolk, for an Uber. That can't be because of Shabbos Achas Kleishishim Shabbos Harbe. That must be because of V'chaybem, that even an Uber has V'chaybem. So therefore, from the Mishnah, he doesn't have a raya. Because the Mishnah is talking about Yom Kippur. There you really have the svar of chalal of Yom Kippur achas, kadei sheyishmer you make Kippurim harbe. So it's not a raya they have a chai behem and a uber. Maybe you don't have a chai behem and a uber. But we're mechalal one Yom Kippur to salvage many Yom Kippurs. And that will only be by Vaditaka, not by a Suffolk. But the Bryce is talking about Basa Chazir. And I said before that the Svar of Chal of Shabbos Achas, Eishish from Shabbos Sarva is not Shaykh by Yisur. What they say, eat up Kizayas of Chazir, that the child should grow up and not eat any Chazir. That doesn't make any sense. There you don't have that calculus. There are Kochach, it's from the Chaybem. So that's why he brings the Bryce up. Because from the Brisa, you see that it's not merely because of Chalal of Shabbos Achas, Kleish Yishma Shabbos Harbi, which would only be by Abadi, not by Suffolk, but rather you see that it's because of a Chayba, and mainly it applies even to Yisurim, and it applies even to Suffolk. That's what I want to say. It's almost the opposite of the Nitziv. The Nitziv wants to say that the Bahag holds it really isn't Das V'Chaybim, it's only as Chalal of Shabbos Achas, and therefore it's Taka only by Abadi, not by Suffolk. That's why he brings the Brisa, because you see in the Brisa that on a Suffolk you're not Machai. You have to wait and wait and wait till you're sure that this is what he needs. I want to say, punk fakeret, the Baha'i wants to, and then the Nesiv has a problem because he says, Suffolk ben kayom, Suffolk nefilu. You see, you are Machal Shabbos for Suffolk. So he has to say, that's a different kind of Suffolk. There's no way to say, we're not really Masuffolk in it. I'm going to say just the opposite. The Baha'i wants to be Mechirchti, Machal Shabbos, even for a Suffolk, because it's not because of Chal of Shabbos, Achas, Teshishim, Shabbos, Sahabi. Rather, it's because of a Chaybehem. So from the Mishnah, he had no Raya, because the Mishnah is talking about Yom Kippur. Maybe there you really have the calculus of Chalal of Yom Kippur Harbi, Achas Kleish Yishma, you make Kippurim Harbi. But in the Brisa, you don't have that Cheshbon, because it's talking about Macholot Sasuris. Macholot Sasuris, you don't have such a Cheshbon of Shabbos Achas and Shabbos Harbi. So there, Akochach is because of the Vladis of Achaybim, and that's what the Bag wants to Mechirich, and therefore even for Safik Yimachal. That's what I wanted to say. When, as I'm saying it, it occurred to me that it's not so posh, because in the Mishnah it's also a Suffolk. Because the Mishnah, the Bahag seems to say that every Vlad, every Uber is a Suffolk ben Kayom, a Suffolk Nephil. So in the Mishnah it's also a Suffolk. And the Mishnah says, you're Michal Yom Kippur. Al Kochach, it's not as Chal of Yom Kippur, Harbik, Achas Deshishma, you make Kippur, Harbik, it's Taka because of a Chaybim. So from the Mishnah already, it's because of a Chaybim. I still don't need the Brisa. Yeah, so that already, I don't know. It could be another pshat in the Bahag, maybe a more simple balabatish pshat. We already saw Shalom Mishainim, if the din of the Mishnah, Isha Ubara Sheericha, is it a din only by Muberes, or is it a din by any person who was Miriach? The Ran says it's a din by any person, even a Bara Sheericha. The Gemara only said, the Mishnah only said Isha Ubara because it's more Motsu. But we saw in other Rishonim that maybe it's more only by a Muberes. A Muberes has a kula you don't have by other Chaylim. Maybe by a Muberes you don't need Nishtanu Panel. We saw the Magen Avraham in the back want to say. We saw in the Rambam that by other people it's only by Dover Sheish by Chaymetz, by Isha Muberes, it's by it for any food. The Bahag altogether doesn't bring the din by other people. He only brings it in by Yishu Bar. The Bahag doesn't even bring the Gemara Ksuvas that a regular person who is Miriach or Michal Shabbos, where we give him to eat from Machalas Asuras. For some reason, I don't know why the Bahag doesn't bring it, but he only brings it in by Yishu Bar. So upon him, it could very well be that the Bahag holds that this is a special in only by a Mulberis. So now, Geish Lodom, why is it only by a Mulberis? What is it about a Mulberis that makes her different than everybody else? So there's two possibilities. Why is a Muberes more bischeska sakona than a regular person? So you could say two things. Number one, because she's fragile. The muberis is more fragile because she's a muberis. So we understand she's more fragile. The fast takes more out of her. So she's becheska sakona and more than a regular person. Or you could learn that it's not because she's fragile, but because the vlad is fragile. And therefore, the vlad is very fragile. So we have to be, and the Bahag doesn't have this notion that if she's mapul of vlad, it'll also be a sakana for her. That the Bahag didn't have b'chal. So the Bahag holds either it's because she's be'etzim fragile, so she's becheska sakana, or it's because the vlad is fragile and the vlad is becheska sakana. The Vlad's not sure, and the Bahag's not sure. From the Mishnah, it's hard to know. It could be that we're makel for Isha Muberes because she's fragile. And it could be we're makel for Isha Muberes because the Vlad is fragile. From the Mishnah, it's hard to be Mechiach, and the Bahag wants to be Mechiach, but it's because of the Vlad. So it brings from the Braisa. Because in the Braisa, in the Mishnah, the case is that she's hungry. It's Yom Kippur, she's fasting, and she's hungry. So the Mishnah could be that if she's hungry, she smells some food, and all of a sudden she's overwhelmed with hunger, so a muberis is more fragile than a regular person. In the Braisa, she's not fasting. The Braisa, it's a regular weekday, and she smells bosa chazir. Mechateisa, that a muberis is more fragile from not having bosa chazir than anybody else? That's not mistaber. It's not mistaber that a muberis is more, if she doesn't get basa chazir, she's more besakana than anybody else. It must be that it's because it's a sakana for the vlad, because the vlad, maybe the vlad is like nishtanu panov, like we have him, he doesn't bring the marg ksuvas, but there is a concept in ksuvas, maybe we don't know how to apply it, so he doesn't bring it, but there is a concept of nishtanu panov, that if a person has a taiva for a certain food and it's nishtanu panov, it's a sakana for him. So I don't, mishum ma, the Bahag doesn't bring that aloch of nishtanu panov. Or maybe he holds a davar that's halacha nishtan uponav, but we're not talking over here nishtan uponav. But the uber, we can't see the ponim of the uber. The uber might be nishtan uponav. The uber could be b'chas sakana from not having chazir. The mother's not nishtan uponav. Because if it was nishtan uponav, then there didn't have to be a muberis. Any person who's nishtan uponav is b'chas sakana. We're not talking here nishtan uponav. We're talking stam, she was a richa, she smelled basa chazir, and she wants it. So, and she wants it very much, premastama, but she wants it. So, she's not nishtanu panel, so she's not becheska sakona. You can't say she's not fasting, she's not fragile. Elamai, she wants basa chazir, but she's not nishtanu panel from it. This must be because of the uber. So that's why he brought the braisa. He saw in the braisa more that it's a sakona for the uber than for the mother. The Mishnah, where it's a woman who's fasting, it's a very balabata shushat. In the Mishnah, where she's fasting, can be, that a muberis who's fasting is the mother's besakona. So it's not a riot to what the Bahag wants to prove, that we're machal shabbos for the blood. But in the Braisa, well, she's not fasting. She wants basa chazir, and she's not nishtanu panel. So why she should be different than anybody else? If she really had this thing for basa chazir, it would be nishtanu panel. Must be that here is because of the vlad. The vlad we can't see is panim. So this is the raya that it's a sakon of that we're mechal for a sakon of the vlad. Okay, we have a multiplicity here of possibilities. Okay, I think that's it for today. And tomorrow I want to talk about the after. I sent Mara Mekaymus by email. If you didn't get the Mara Mekaymus by email, because I don't know if I have everybody's emails. You didn't get it, so send me, I don't know if you have my email. Does everybody have my email?